Six things you must know before buying rental properties in inner cities. Now, I wrote this article because I've seen a lot of people buy in the middle of the inner city or places that I just was baffled by and have problems, and I've seen that over and over again. So I wanted to put together some guidance based on what I've seen work well. And what I've seen work well really lines up with trying to start a wave in a sports stadium. And of course, a successful wave goes all the way around the stadium where people stand up and they cheer and they try to get other people to do the same thing, stand up and cheer, and the wave keeps propagating that way. So I put together six things that's really necessary to make that wave happen, and they also are necessary for inner city revitalization to make it really happen and not fizzle out. So the first thing you need is you don't want to try to create a movement by yourself. You can't do a wave by yourself. Not even a mascot, whatever your favorite sports mascot, who can encourage people to stand up and create a wave by themselves. They usually have a support team around them. They have trinkets and other things to bribe people to participate and get the energy up. So it's really not a Lone Ranger event. Don't try to go it alone. Next thing you don't want to do is you don't want to try to create a wave in an obscure location. Going back to the sports stadium concept, you need to be in the front of everybody, near close where the action is, where everyone can see you. You can't start a movement up in the nosebleed seats where everyone's looking the opposite direction, no one's looking at you. So don't buy a piece of rental property in an obscure location if you want to catch a part of the revitalization effort. Next thing you don't want to do is ignore current events. Companies may be coming, companies may be going. You want to pay attention to that. There may be something really tragic that's happened in that neighborhood. That would be poor timing to try to move an effort along. So pay attention to local events and what's going on in that neighborhood, especially crime reports. Pay attention to those when you're buying in. The next thing you want is to find the fringe of the neighborhood. And by that, I mean every good neighborhood, or every neighborhood, in fact, has a fabric portion, a fringe, and a fray. And by that, I mean the fabric portion would be the nice neighborhood or the nicer part of the neighborhood, which everyone feels good about. And the fringe would be right there where you could start seeing litter on the ground and a lot of disorder happening. And of course, the fray is the ultimate fray is a war zone where there's safety issues and all kinds of petty crime. So you want to find the borderline of that and buy property right on the fringe and not the fray. If you buy in the fabric, you're going to pay a little premium. So work hard to find the fringe. The next thing you want to do is establish communication with the neighbors before you purchase your property. Now, going back to the sports stadium concept, before you start a wave or when a wave is getting ready to start, people are saying, hey, guys, we're going to do the wave. Hey, everyone's going to stand up. So there's some forehand communication, even with, say, a mascot or cheerleaders. They let people know that this event's about to happen, and then they do it. Otherwise, it's going to fizzle out. So buying a property or looking for rentals in the inner city, look for a neighborhood association, a crime watch group, or another group that's doing similar things, the same mindset as far as improving the neighborhood. Communicate with them first. Let them find out what they're doing. Let them know that you want to get involved. And then buy your property. You'll have a lot more guidance and a lot more momentum behind you. The last thing you really need is a cluster of people. You need a big group of people, as many as you can, to stand up at the same time to start a wave. A small group of people just isn't convincing. So I mean by that is to buy rental property next to other landlords who have like-minded intentions for the neighborhood. And you can find these people because they're in these redevelopment zones, and you can tell by the look of their property that they care about it. So the more of these characteristics you can find when you're shopping for properties, not going it by yourself, find a good location that can be seen, a boulevard or something like that has like good traffic, and it should be in an area that's not too established if you want to catch nice equity growth. And you want to communicate with those neighbors before you buy. That's really important. And the bigger group of people that you work with, the better your efforts will be. Okay, that's the first one.